Well, first of all, Nicole, I'm so happy to have you on the podcast. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while, and you freaking won reindeer games. Like, congrats.
Thank
Amazing.
you.
I know you posted that video. You didn't tell Victor, your family. Was that a fun secret to keep, or was it a hard one to keep?
It was really fun because, like, I just wanted to see their faces, and the whole time I'm like, I just want to video it. Somehow I want to get it on video. And Frankie's messaging me, like, make sure you get this on video. I think no one thought I could actually keep it a secret. And Victor and my dad don't know how I did it. And now Victor's like worried on how good I can keep a secret. I'm like, it was just so exciting. Like I was just so excited for that moment. And I
And
only had to wait 2 weeks, not like 30 days or anything like that.
that's true. And when you first got the call for the show, was there any hesitation? Obviously, it's been a couple years. Like, were you like, oh, I'm ready to go? Or were you like, maybe?
I just felt so like I felt so great that they asked me and considered me. And like, that was just, yeah, it was just such an honor, honestly, to get a call. It always is. And so I think once they said 6 days, I was like, yeah, I can do it. You know, kind of like, I feel like I want to do it. It's supposed to be holly jolly. let's do it. And Victor was super supportive, and my family was super supportive. It was just leaving my son. Had they like pitched it even like over 2 weeks, I probably wouldn't have done it because Arrow and I being separated, I was like so afraid of like separation anxiety. And I was breastfeeding when I left, so I was like pumping throughout the show. I know hormones can be crazy. And so, yeah, it was just a lot to consider with that.
Well, obviously he's still young, but he did get to see you on TV. Was that cool? Was he like excited about it?
No, he was like, he's just like
What?
not even acknowledging it yet. I'm like, okay, we need to like sit down and talk this out, buddy. So no, he doesn't have any idea how cool his mom is yet.
Okay, well, one day. Well, speaking of cool, we had two women in the finale, two female winners, both from Michigan. I think the players were surprised to see it. The fans were really excited about it. How was it going in with Taylor? I know she got some flack for not for saving you over Brady, you know, that whole thing. But yeah, how was it being in the final with another girl and with Taylor?
It was amazing. I like since the minute I've met Taylor, she just like radiates like I don't know, just love like from her, and I just felt like comfortable with her. And watching back now, I see that she had like a side alliance and all that stuff. And so things make sense, right? But it was just like amazing. Amazing that I loved like Taylor and getting to play with her and then be final two with her, and there was only four girls to start. It was like a miracle. Okay. So it was like, what the heck is going on? And we are just so much stronger than we even give ourselves credit for. And everyone was shocked. Yeah. Even I was shocked. So.
Well, I do want to say, Nicole, I think obviously social media has changed since you've been on the show and stuff, but I'm seeing a lot of positive feedback for you. And I think a lot of people are, you know, kind of coming around to even some of the stuff that they might have thought about you 5 years ago, let's say. But have you felt that? And I guess, do you still, because I feel like you're very underestimated. Do you feel like you're still underestimated as a player?
I don't know about now, prior to Big Brother Reindeer Games, yes. I think going back on anything now, yikes. Like, I don't think there's really much more I can do or prove. I think people would be silly to keep me around, but I do want to say that when I'm in that environment and like the people, you guys like think Taylor's silly for saving me or whoever. It's the she me being in the house or lodge with her. And like the gen, I think just me being so genuine and like that's what decides that. It's not just a strategic game move. There's so much more than just like moving pieces. It's the emotional aspect. And I feel like I'm just like decent to be around. And so that helps me. You know what I mean? There's so many layers that I just can't even begin to describe to people who haven't played. And I think I've just become confident with who I am as a person and whoever. They can think what they want, but it's nice to see people coming around.
Yeah, I think so. And I talked to Brittany and Josh and some of them, and they did say there's like a lot we didn't see about you guys bonding, like, you know, in between stuff, and there was conversation, you know, so we only see also like a part of it. But yeah, was there a lot of like behind the scenes like stuff that did you have fun like filming with this cast?
Oh my gosh, the funnest. Like, this cast was amazing. Every single person, I love every single person. I've never left a season of anything and loved every single person. Like, what an amazing job they did. And I think they were trying to pick people that wasn't going to be like drama, as in like fights, but maybe just like drama, like you guys saw. So they did such an amazing job. Like, I just loved being around. Like, Josh is just so amazing to just even just be around. And I felt like so comfortable with him. It was just so weird, like how comfortable you feel. Frankie and I feel like we're just like so close forever. Brittany and I, like, there's just, and Taylor and I have a bond. I don't know. It's just crazy. I love every single one, and I would never think that I would.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't see a lot of stuff. And that's another thing too, is like, even when we're like riding in the, even if no one's talking, but we're riding in the same car together, like, you're still playing the game. Like, you're still noticing stuff, right? So I feel like you couldn't shut it off.
Yeah. I mean, that's also the competitor in you, like you just, yeah. And I have to imagine, well, one, you won, but two, you went in. And you hadn't probably, I think you hadn't talked to Cody and Brittany, you know, like you had some contentious like relationships in the past that you wanted to get over. Like, do you feel better that like that stuff's kind of squashed and you won, like you come out with like this positive experience?
Yes, totally. So, even just squashing that beef with like them was worth the experience to me. And I said that like on day like three, I was like, oh my gosh, like to myself at night, I'm like, I just feel so much better, because these are two people I genuinely loved, and like they both like hurt, did something to hurt me. And so I felt like it was like weird for me to kind of like reach out and mend that relationship when it was kind of like, wait, I feel like you should be coming to me. So this was like perfect opportunity for all of that to happen. And I feel like now, like, I'm gonna be lifelong friends with both of them, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, it was cool to see everything kind of wrap up too in a positive way. Now I know you said on Instagram that you're retired, and I refuse to accept that. So Josh told me that this kind of like made him get the itch a little bit again. Would you be open to an all winter season, and what would that have to look like for Nicole to say yes?
Oh man, I would just hope it's like not anytime soon. Just because I feel like I'm gonna be growing my family hopefully really soon, and I would love to watch an all winter season, but I feel so fulfilled with like my journey on Big Brother, and I don't know if like my heart wants to do like a full season again, to be
Hmm.
honest with you.
Well,
It
maybe
just, I don't.
shortened version of it.
Yeah, if it was shortened, I'm just so different now. Like, this was my first time competing as a mom, and it's just so different. I even feel like I would have a lot harder time like lying and backstabbing and being sneaky, but it's just like, I think I could get into it for sure, like once I got into the house. But I don't know, what am I gonna be like? Like, I mean, I guess I'm already, it's been 10 years I've been doing this, so I started at 21 and now I'm 31. So you guys have all seen me grow up too. And I don't know if I have it in me, but I know Josh does, and I would love to watch him.
All right, well, never say never, Nicole. I know we have to wrap up, but yeah, any final thoughts just about your experience and winning and
Without the win, I'm being honestly sincere and genuine with this. It was so amazing because of the people I was with, production staff and the castmates. Like, it's home away from home. And so it just felt so com as comforting as it possibly could be. And what we called, like, it was HE double hockey sticks some days. But by the end of the day, we were all laughing and like crying with each other and just so happy. So I am so excited for I hope that they do it again. And I'm so excited for the future contestants to get to experience this.